WBAP.com,
a Cumulus station.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Nicole Osei from the WBAP Classic Buick GMC of Carrollton News Desk. LGBTQ groups are standing up against what they call discriminatory legislation before the special session. The story after traffic and weather on the ones. Here's the ClassicChevrolet.com Right Now Traffic Watch and Maria Miller.
In Dallas County, 45 northbound Dowdy Ferry, an overturned vehicle in the left lane, so that's slowing traffic. 35E southbound just before Wycliffe, pothole repair work going on in the right lane. 635 westbound Park Central, all clear, traffic unwinding from Highway 75. In Tarrant County, 30 eastbound 360, construction left lane, and 35W northbound between East Loop 820 and Golden Triangle, stop and go conditions. Only one lane gets by because of road work. With the WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, I'm Maria Miller.
The all-new, redesigned 2018 Chevy Equinox, the hottest SUV on the road. And at Classic, you could buy it for just $22,174. That's over $4,000 off for the all-new 2018 Equinox. ClassicChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
The WBAP forecast. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 97 degrees. Tonight, fair with a low near 76. Tomorrow, sunny and humid with widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms with a high near 96 and a low of 78 degrees. A day after Senate Republicans unveiled their latest version of a health care overhaul, the bill is being hit by criticism from both sides of the aisle and numerous medical groups. Correspondent MJ Lee says it could take a while for a vote on this latest version.
We know that two Senate Republicans, Susan Collins and Rand Paul, have already said that they would vote against the motion to proceed. That means that Mitch McConnell really has no wiggle room. He cannot lose another Senate Republican. If he does, then the motion to proceed wouldn't even go through the Senate. This bill would not even be brought up for debate.
Meanwhile, Texas Senator Ted Cruz has announced his support for the health care bill. Republicans still don't have the votes necessary to pass it. It will be up to Texas Senator John Cornyn, the majority whip, to sway the necessary votes. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to announce his re-election bid this afternoon. On a Facebook Live broadcast last night, the governor says he's already created jobs and made the state safer.
With your help, we have delivered on those promises and so much more. Together, we've put Texas on a pathway toward prosperity.
He says he'll be in San Antonio this afternoon at 3 for a special announcement about the next steps in his campaign. The announcement is expected to be carried live on the governor's Facebook page. Texas lawmakers will open a special session next week and address legislation that LGBTQ groups say threaten transgender people. Well, those groups are fighting back.
Protests are being planned and tempers have begun to flare from groups nationwide. Jody Winteroff with the Human Rights Campaign says their voices will be heard.
As the special session looms, the Human Rights Campaign with our partners will be ready to fight any and all attack on transgender Texans with all of our partners on the ground.
The proposed bathroom bill would only allow a person to use the restroom specific to the gender on their birth certificate. Clayton Neville, WBAP News.
Again, the high today is 97 degrees. From the WBAP Newsroom, I'm Nicole Osei.
This is the News and Talk of Texas. Now, it's the Rick Roberts Show on 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2, News Talk 820 WBAP.
Well, I know there's got to be a few hundred million more like me just trying to keep it free. Yeah.
Rick Roberts starts.
Rick Roberts starts.
Right now.
Hey, Rob Carson, Bill again. For Rick Roberts, it is an honor and a privilege to be here. Oh, my. Hey, by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. Oh, yeah. And we got 3 hours together. I cannot wait to get into the meaty subject matter of the day. And there's plenty of it. And the phone line is open. 800-288 WBAP, that's 800-288-9227 for you Democrats. The numbers thing are a little tricky for you. When it comes to balancing budgets and things like that, it gets a little confusing. So 800-288-WBAP, and that's 9227, again, for Democrats. Republicans, forget it out. At least some of them can. Welcome to the show. A lot of stuff to get to on the radio program. And I mentioned real quick that if you would like to check out my Facebook page, it is Rob Carson Show. If you'd like to check out the Twitter feed, it is Rob Carson. And as I said, also you can call in because we're going to get to a lot of stuff. We have a very, I will tell you right now, we're not going to talk about Russia today. I mean, if you're into the Russia thing, if you're into the minutiae of Donald Trump Jr., and the whoever he met with a Russian lawyer. Now they're saying there was somebody else in the room, and I think they might have had some Stolichnaya there while they were drinking, and that's a Russian vodka. We're not going to talk about Russia today. We're not. I'm done with Russia. It's a big, are you ready? I'm only going to say this once. It's a big nothing burger. So we're not going to talk about Russia today. What we are going to talk about today, we got Dana Loesch on the show at about 3:30. Two marches in Washington, D.C. because of a PSA she did for the NRA, which I think actually kicks ass. But the left is holding rallies. Who knows how massive they'll be, but it's the usual players. And you always know when something is effective, when people go bananas on the left. Dana Loesch, I think the biggest guest we could possibly have today with what's going on, right around 3:30. And we're going to talk about women and guns today. Talk radio, we've got this holy trinity of things that traditionally are talked about. There's abortion, there's guns, and religion and government. So we're at least going to cover the guns thing. Woohoo! All right. Some local stories. Got a few of those to get to, but we obviously have the LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ bill in the legislature. It's another bathroom bill. I don't know. Texas is ready to say, you know what? If you have a pee-pee, you go to the boys' room. If you have a nina, you go to the girls' room. That's what I was taught when I was a kid. That's what I taught my children. It's kind of weird. I've got an 11-year-old girl, 12-year-old now, and I've got a 17-year-old young man. Well, we always said pee-pee means boy and nina means girl. Things have gotten a little weird, haven't they? I think this whole gender identification movement has kind of jumped the shark. In places where people who identify as the opposite sex can go to the bathroom of their choice, there have been some boycotts and things like this. Is Texas the state that says, yeah, you know what? Kiss my butt. We're not going to go there. If there's any state in the union that can put an end to this nonsense, and let me just say, I get it. If Caitlyn Jenner went into the women's room, I wouldn't care. I don't think that women have anything to fear from Caitlyn Jenner. And if Chaz Bono went into the men's room, I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't. First of all, he wouldn't stand next to me at the urinal because that's just impossible for that person. So I don't know, man. I do have a problem with the boys showering with the girls. So is Texas going to be the state that finally says, you know, enough with this nonsense, and if you want to try bringing a boycott, bring a boycott? I had to laugh. What was it, a week ago? California said that one of the states they were going to bar state employees from traveling to was the state of Texas. I said, people don't travel to Texas from California. They move to Texas from California, you know? They move. So I'm like, yawn. Okay, fine. What? California employees aren't going to come to Texas. Big, big freaking whoop. But as I said, the state is, got this bathroom bill going, and who knows what will happen. Kind of interesting. I did have to kind of laugh this morning. One of the companies that's upping the ante in its fight against Texas bathroom bill, dispatching its top executives to Austin, waging an ad war against what it calls discriminatory legislation. Man, we are just in a weird time, aren't we? IBM. I mean, of all the companies that could be pushing. The bathroom bill. IBM. IBM. Okay, yeah, okay. I think you got me, right? of all the companies that could be pushing this, IBM. They've taken out full-page advertisements in the Dallas Morning News, which people frequently read in the bathroom. San Antonio Express News, Austin American Statesman, opposing the legislation. It discriminates against transgender Texans, which I think applies to about 12 people. IBM will also send 20 employees, top executives, like Senior Vice President for Human Resources, Diane Gerson. Oh, man, if they send the HR director, woo! They're going to be hell to pay. and Chief Diversity Officer Lindsay Ray McIntyre. She's coming to Texas. Oh, my Lord. IBM. Of all the companies that could send people for the bathroom bill, IBM. Your thoughts are welcome on that if you'd like. And other things. We're going to get into a few things. George Bush and Bill Clinton were in town yesterday. They were asked a simple question. What qualities do you need to be president? George Bush answered it with one word. Bill Clinton, it took a little bit longer. I don't know if the word intern was in there. It looks like Coca-Cola is being sued because they are intentionally making black people fat. Your thoughts on all of these things, 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP. My name is Rob Carson. We got a lot of stuff going on today, and I'm it's honored to be here. So stick around. We'll be back with more on News Talk 820 WBAP. Stick around.
Here is your WBAP right now traffic watch. We have an overturned vehicle on I-45 northbound. Report sponsored by Jerry's Chevrolet. In Dallas County, 45 northbound at Dowdy Ferry, overturned vehicle, left lane taken away. This is really slowing down traffic. 35 east southbound near Wycliffe, pothole repair work going on in the right lane. Tarrant County, 360 southbound Pioneer, accident right lane. Also, 30 eastbound at Green Oaks, have an accident. It's off to the right shoulder, and 35W northbound between East Loop 820 and Golden Triangle. Roadwork has only one lane getting through. The red tags are out on over 500 vehicles at Jerry's Chevrolet. Click on jerryschevrolettexas.com. Come out their way and trade your way. Find new roads at Jerry's Chevrolet in Weatherford. With the WBAP right now traffic watch, I'm Maria Miller.
The news cycle never stops.
Neither do we. Healthcare bill push continues.
This legislation will put American healthcare back on a path toward more freedom, more choices, and more affordability for working families.
Mitch McConnell needs 50 votes, and he only has 52 Republicans available, and there are already two that have said they can't support the bill.
Around the clock, 24/7 coverage. Here, News Talk 820.
WBAP.com.
Eldorado Chevrolet. Chevrolet Dealership of the Year. ElDoradoChevrolet.com.
$500,000 in the bank today would only generate $400 a month. So how do you generate income in retirement? Learn how on Preserving Your Retirement. Saturdays at 8 a.m. on 820 a.m. WBAP.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is located at 200 East Sandpoint Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California, 92707. Licensed by the Texas Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending as an SML Mortgage Banker. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Life is a balancing act. But when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at Home.
If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
Well, if there's one thing you really need this time of year, it's a first-name basis relationship with a quality AC company like Willard. That's why I know I can call Randy. I've always been more than satisfied with their work ethic and their attitude. Willard never charges overtime for nights, weekends, or emergencies. But remember, the best way to avoid an emergency this time of year is let Willard do your summer tune-up for just $49.95. Call 972-564-9785 and check out willardac.com.
Comfort solutions from people who care.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Rain, ice, hail, tornadoes, or just good old sunshine.
When it's weather, Brad Barton is all over it.
News Talk 820.
WBAP. WBAP.com.
Rob Garsonville again on News Talk 820 WBAP. I tell you what. We're talking about gender bending and all this stuff in the state of Texas. Will Texas draw the line in the, well, I guess if you're talking about the bathroom bill, maybe the line in the snow, but there's no snow in Texas. And you know what I'm saying? With regard to this gender, God, what the heck has happened to our country? I mean, listen, what has happened to the country? What the hell? What is this gender? I need to go to the bathroom because I'm a boy who claims to be a girl and vice versa. What happened to the country? I mean, I don't care. I'm like everybody else. A couple of years ago, I saw a picture of a woman on Vanity Fair wearing lingerie, and I went, damn. And then I realized that was the same person who was on my Wheaties box when I was a child, and he won the decathlon. And it got really weird after that. It just got weird. And now, I don't know. You know, honestly, I don't know. Is this a battle I want to even have anymore? Maybe that's what the whole LGBTQRSTU movement is trying to do. They're just trying to wear us out. I don't want a boy showering in the same shower room with my girl. All right? I like that. But like I said, if Chaz Bono came into the bathroom and I was there, I wouldn't think twice about it, to be quite honest. I just don't know. It's just weird. Everything's so weird. Kurt in Bedford is on the line. Hello there, Kurt, and welcome to WBAP. I'm Rob Carson. Your thoughts, sir?
Rob, I think it's crazy, and I want to know what a Chaz Bono is. I've never seen one of those.
Well,
but I tell you what, when I was a little kid, I saved up like $80 mowing lawns, and my dad said, why don't you put your money to work instead of blowing it. I said, all right, what do I do? He says, well, you've only got enough for a half a share of IBM, but I'll put in the other half. And back then it was cyclical.
Yeah.
And then about 7 or 8 months later, it almost doubled. He said, you want to sell out now? And I go, how much would I make? He said, you double your money. And I go, sell, sell, sell.
Oh,
so here we have my first investment ever made at the age of 12. And now they're flying there and then they're top executives.
Yes.
That's the weird part, Rob. I understand all the social justice warriors on the street level, but these corporate nincompoops that run around flying from state to state telling everybody how to live, that drives me crazy. I'm just really disappointed. They're not executives. These guys are, I don't know what they are. They need to be put in a loony bin with Kathy Griffin and the rest of them.
I just think maybe it's part of the name, IBM. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know why anybody else would want to be involved with it. I'd hate it when companies become overtly political. It's just, it irritates me.
They got really angry when people didn't need copy machines anymore. I think it just blew their minds.
Wow. All right, Kurt, have a good day, brother, and thanks for listening. Yeah, I don't know, man. Flying in executives and the HR director to prevent Texas from what's going to happen? Okay, let me just present this real quick. Because, you know, there are restaurants that have cute little monikers in the bathrooms with the names in the bathrooms. You've got a Mexican restaurant that has seniors and senoritas, and you go to a seafood restaurant, it's, you know, captains and mates. I don't know what to, you know, there's a lot of cute restaurants. What the heck are we going to do about that? When you go to a nice restaurant and it's got a, you know, whatever moniker on the door, can I identify as a senorita? Can I identify as a mate? Jim is in Dallas, and Jim wants to comment. Hello, Jim. Happy Friday, and welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP.
Hey, Rob. Great show. Listen, here's what I feel is this. If IBM wants to turn their restrooms and whoever comes and goes, that's fine. But what do they got? How do they get the nerve to go around like that, trying to use economic muscle to get their agenda? It's an economic blackmail to Texas and any other states they go to. If they've got money to pay for all of this stuff, why don't they do something useful with it, like contribute it to the national debt instead of sitting here and trying to tell us what to do? It's ridiculous, and they don't have a good product. They never have. It's junk. So what in the world? What difference should it make?
Maybe they're getting into the urinal business. I don't know. You know what you should do? Hey, listen to me. Jim, don't do this at work. But what I would do is photocopy your genitalia, or the genitalia of the opposite sex, and just staple it to your shirt, at the bottom of your shirt, and go into the bathroom. You use your IBM printer or what the hell, copying machine.
There you go. Hey, you know, to me, I'm thinking if they want to, there ought to be a boycott. They got ran out of the PC business a long time ago because all they had is expensive junk. But let's go after a worthy target. Disney owns ABC. All they come out, they're just about as bad as CNN. If people stop going to the conservatives, Republicans stop going to Disney until they sit there and be reasonable and start giving us objective news out of ABC that they guarantee it, even put up a bond so that we know that they'll do the right thing. You know how long it'd take before that? Within a week, they'd be on their knees begging to stop it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not into boycotts. And by the way, the word boycott is very insensitive. It could be a girl cot. It could be a trans cot. I mean, come on, man. Get with the program here. I think you should. That's what you need to do. If you want to go in the opposite bathroom, you just go in there and photocopy on your IBM printer or your IBM copier the genitalia of the opposite sex and just staple it right to the front of your clothes and go to the bathroom of your choice. So absurd.
So I got a little bit more pride than that, even though IBM obviously doesn't.
Well, and Jim, if I was going to photocopy mine, you'd run out of toner in a big hurry. It just gets so much. Thanks, dude. Have a great day. Let's go to Jim in the Colony. Hello there, Jim, and welcome to News Radio 820 WBAP. I'm Rob Carson. What's going on?
Rob, good to talk to you.
You too, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. When I BM, I don't like having women in the room hearing it, for sure. But on another point, you know, all this transgendered stuff in restrooms, you know, my daughter, she's 13 years old, and all of a sudden she thinks she wants to be transgender. She thinks she wants to be a boy. And I don't get it.
Wait. Are you being serious?
Yes.
Your daughter wants to.
She's never kissed a boy. She's never kissed a girl. She's never been with anybody. Me and my wife are divorced. Wow. She lives down in San Antonio. But all of a sudden she thinks she wants to be a boy. And I think it's just a fad. I think she's just catching on to popular culture.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, this is cool. I want to do this now. And I think our kids, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there is a lot of that going on, and particularly in Great Britain, they said the number of people who are identifying as transgender starting at age 3 has, like, gone up by 100 and some percent or 500% or whatever, and there is some of that, that this is bleeding through the culture and reaching children, and they are in no position to make that choice, Jim.
Exactly.
They're not. And certainly anybody, I'm going to tell you this, anybody who has a kid who's under 18 years old and says, I'm going to give you hormone treatments to stop puberty, that parent needs to lose the kid.
Yeah, no,
unacceptable,
exactly.
Jim. Well, yeah, you know what?
Me and my ex-wife, we're on board. We're not going to let her make this decision. You know, it's not. And she's upset with us. But,
yeah.
Hey, it's not,
you know,
her decision. She's too young to be making these choices.
Yeah, Jim, you know what? Here's what you do. You stick to your guns. If she wants to dress like a boy, she's going to dress like a boy. If she wants to wear her hair like a boy. But she isn't going to do anything to her girl parts or her boobies until she's 18 years old and she could pay for it herself.
Exactly. That's exactly what I told her. She got upset with me, you know, and all that. But, hey,
wow.
As a 13-year-old will do.
Yeah. Well, Jim, God bless you, brother. I'm sorry for the situation. I had a victory, actually, over kind of pop culture and weirdness with my son. I'm going to share that in just a second. We're going to get into madness at universities. Conservative parents saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to send my kid to school. We'll get your thoughts on all of this. My name is Rob Carson. You are listening to I Need a Bathroom Break. I'm going to go to the girls' room just for the heck of it. News Talk 820 WBAP.
Mark Levin.
Trey Gowdy was all worked up, was on Fox, really digging it into Donald Trump Jr., and I haven't heard a damn thing from the guy today about Loretta Lynch and her Russian lawyer. That's right, her Russian lawyer.
Mark Levin.
5 to 8.
News Talk 820.
WBAP.
Here from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Dallas.
My legs were awful.
I always felt uncomfortable and self-conscious.
I had never been real happy about the spider veins in my ankles and my legs.
I started noticing fatigue in my leg.
I was so self-conscious. Then I went to Vein Clinics of America.
It's time to love your legs again. Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I found the Vein Clinics of America, and look at my legs now.
You just feel like, you know what, I want to do so much today. It's such a big difference.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for summer. Call now to schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Call 800-460-2211. 800-460-2211. That's 800-460-2211.
Hi, this is Rick Carlisle, head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, and I want to tell you about My Home Sold. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call the only real estate investment company I trust at 214-305-6666. My Home Sold buys houses for cash and close in as little as 3 days. I've gotten to know Chris and Scott at My Home Sold. They are a local company with a history of delivering on what they promise. I love these guys because they're Mavericks season ticket holders, and I get to see them cheering every game in Section 103. They buy houses in any condition, any price range, in any location. Chris and Scott are private real estate investors who buy several houses each month, and they want to buy more. They buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. They even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. They buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call My Home Sold at 214-305-6666. That's 214-305-6666.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-319-8255. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-319-8270 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-319-8270 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-319-8270.
It's 2:30. I'm Eric Bushman, the WBAP Classic Buick GMC of Carrollton News Desk. The governor expected soon to lay out a vision for his future. We'll have that story after a look at traffic and weather on the ones. Now, the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watching Maria Miller.
In Dallas County, 30 westbound at Ferguson, accident, two left lanes, slowing traffic from Highway 80 in Mesquite. 35E southbound approaching Wycliffe. The road work has been picked up, so traffic is still slow in the immediate area. Tarrant County, 20 eastbound Collins, wreck in the left lane. 360 southbound at Mayfield, accident, two right lanes, and this is slowing traffic from Division. With the WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, I'm Maria Miller.
If you're in the market for a truck, the time to buy is now at Classic Chevrolet. Save 25% off the MSRP on new 2017 Texas Edition Crew Cabs. That's one quarter off the list price on Texas Edition Crews. ClassicChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
The WBAP forecast for the channel meteorologist Todd Borick.
Hot and humid for the rest of today with stunning clouds mixed out there. A stray shower, a thunderstorm possible, mainly east of I-35. High 97, the heat index around 103. We're clearing out tonight, low 79. A chance for scattered showers and storms again Saturday and Sunday. This forecast brought to you by LifeLock. With identity theft, what you can't see can hurt you. But LifeLock can actually see threats to your identity. Stuff you can miss by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RISK, save 10%. For WBAP News, I'm Meteorologist Todd Borick at the Weather Channel.
Governor Greg Abbott promised to lay out a vision to ensure Texas remains the most exceptional state in America. He's expected to formally announce his re-election campaign today. Abbott said in a Facebook video late last night he'll unveil the next step in our campaign today, the fourth anniversary of a San Antonio event where he originally unveiled his gubernatorial run 4 years ago. Gas prices in Texas and across the country have risen an average of 2 cents a gallon this week. Daniel Armbruster is with AAA Texas.
Dallas-Fort Worth, you're paying the most. Dallas drivers are paying $2.11 for a gallon of regular unleaded, and Fort Worth drivers are paying $2.10. That's the highest in the state of Texas.
Armbruster says the reason why we aren't seeing prices like we did in 2008 is because global supply of crude oil is still outpacing demand, even with record summer travel in the U.S. Texas business real-time numbers on Wall Street. The Dow up 101 points, NASDAQ up 44, the S&P 500 up by 14. Again, the high today, 97. It is 96 at 2:32. From the WBAP Newsroom, I'm Eric Bushman.
For breaking news delivered right to your phone, text WBAP to 68683.
News Talk 820.
WBAP. WBAP.com.
Rob Carson filling in for Rick Roberts. Rick's feeling under the weather. Let's hope he gets better real soon. I get the opportunity to be on this glorious station. I tell you what, oh man, I get all giddy and everything. I love being on VAP. 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. That is the number if you'd like to be a part of the show. Gosh, there's so much to get to. We were talking about IBM. They're sending their forces to the state of Texas to fight against the bathroom bill, you know, the one where if you have a pee-pee, you have to go into the boys' room, and if you have a nina, you have to go to the girls' room. It's that simple. I suggested that if you have an IBM printer or a copy, they don't do printers, right? They do copiers, right? I don't know. I don't have an IBM. I got a Canon or HP, what the hell. But I would suggest that you photocopy the gender, the genitals of the opposite sex and staple it to your or tape it to your midsection before you go into the bathroom of your choice. Maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe that's it. We had Jim in the colony just called us that his 13-year-old daughter is identifying as a boy and wants to be a boy. And he says, okay, wait, listen to this. Here's the talk we used to have with our kids. Say, for instance, with regard to whatever you say. Well, you know what? When you're 18 and you're on your own, you couldn't drive your own car after midnight. Or you can whatever after. Now it's like, when you're 18, you can cut your boobies off and you can, identify as a boy and do hormone therapy. Or, if you've got a boy who wants to be a girl, when you're 18, you can finally sever your manhood and do some artificial boobies and do hormone treatment. That's the talk we have to have with our children now, I guess. In the meantime, if you try the hormone treatment, you will be grounded. Tommy in Fort Worth on the line. Tommy, welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. My wife was going off last night, and I almost didn't think it was true, and she vetted the story. And Teen Vogue has an article in there. It's a 101 guide to anal sex, anal sex, along with articles in there about who doesn't have a prostate.
What the hell?
That's what I'm saying. These people have lost their dang minds.
Oh boy.
She went online and vetted the story to make sure it was fit, because I'm like, there's no way. Are you serious? It's beyond words.
The world is upside down. It really is. And what I think we need to realize is that this whole, I don't know what is behind this transgenderism thing. I don't know what it's all about.
Political correctness.
Yeah. There's some of that. I think that we have a problem with overcorrecting for the sins of the past in this country. And listen, we need to overcorrect a little bit to some degree for obviously slavery, sexism when the women didn't have the right to vote. And I get that, but sometimes we go way over the top.
Trying to accommodate the very very tiny little minority and screwing the rest of the majority. Who cares about everybody else?
Yeah.
We're going to get this little, tiny little 0.5% of people in the United States, and we're trying to blur the lines of what's right and wrong. I mean, there's no decorum, no morality, everything's okay.
Yeah. Wow. Tommy, thanks for the phone call, brother. Can I share my minor victory with you? I've got a son, he's almost 18 years old, and he admitted something to me the other day that was very embarrassing. I feel like I need to share it with you. This is about a month ago. He said he was going to become a vegan. I know. Have you had that talk with your kids? But he comes out to you and says he's going to be a vegan. My son says he has decided that he's going to be a vegan. And it really wasn't serious. Listen, my son is a great kid. He's not a freak show. All right? He's not a freak show. He just wanted to do it. Part of it was a dare. He does stupid crap. And he says, okay, so I'm going to be a vegan, Dad. I'm going to be a vegan. And part of it was he wanted to lose a few pounds, right? And then part of it was a dare. And I've had to deal with freaking veganism. Here's the thing about veganism. It's more about what you can't eat than what you can eat. And if you want to check out, I've got a line of T-shirts and apparel online. It is, I'll get to that in a second. But one of my slogans, one of my mantras is veganism is an eating disorder. Veganism is an eating disorder. It is. Veganism is effed up. It just is. If you're a vegan and it's not like doctor required, if the doctor didn't say, you've got to be a vegan or you're going to die, you are a freak, okay? There is something wrong with you if you are a vegan. I've had vegans stay in my home. I'm a cook. I have got about 100 cooking videos on the web. If you're a vegan, don't come to my house. I will not feed you in my house. You are not invited. I don't want to be your friend. Don't want a vegan in my house. So my son decides he's going to be a vegan. So the last month and a half, I've had to deal with veggie burgers, no cheese. I ordered a pizza without cheese. What the hell? How do you order a pizza without cheese? Yesterday, he comes home, and one of the proudest moments of my life, maybe it's the moment that your son says, Dad, I've decided I want to serve our country. I want to join the military. For me, it was, Dad, I am not going to be a vegan anymore. You know what I did? I freaking got out some hamburgers. I ordered Chinese, and I got all sorts of meat, and I was like, oh, my God. It was a glorious night. He says, I'm not going to do it. You know what we're going to have this weekend? I'm making ribs. In fact, I'm going to make a meal that's just meat. I'm going to do ribs with a side of steak. That's what I'm going to do. Bob in Fort Worth, hello, and welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP. I'm Rob Carson. Your thoughts, sir?
Mr. Carson, I'm a regular listener, but a first-time caller to you. And thank I just you. Wanted to make a point. Your last caller said that, you know, they're blurring the lines. They're turning everything upside down. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of a book that my wife gave me to read. It was called, it was by C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters.
Okay.
And it's a story about an older devil teaching a younger devil how to get someone to sin.
Okay.
And that's exactly how it works. They turn everything around. If you read the book, it talks about exactly what the left has tried to do is turn everything upside down so that right is now wrong and wrong is now right. And it's amazing to me how it works. That's the only thing I wanted to point out.
That's an interesting thought. That is an interesting thought. It is to turn everything upside down. It's to weaken us. It's to break down the fabric of society, and it starts with the moral fiber of society. It's a great point, Bob. It really, really is. Let's go to Steve in Bedford. Hello, Steve. Welcome to News Talk 820 WBAP. Rob Carson filling in. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, you know, as I point out to the call screener, I said, isn't it amazing how all these groups that are demanding equality, fair treatment, equal protection are asking for all these treatments to be just treated the same, but with all our asking for accommodation?
Yeah, well, Steve, let me tell you this. This is not about acceptance anymore, Steve. This is about submission. Okay, this is not about acceptance. This is about submission. It's not enough to accept someone because they're gay. And listen, I have no problem with gay people. I actually officiated a gay wedding. I have a glorious friends who I've loved forever. And I said, you know what? We heteros have screwed up gay marriage enough. And by God, if they want to spend their lives together, then let them spend their dang lives together. I don't care. But this is about submission. This is about now we have you against the ropes. And you have accepted. We now must make you submit. There was a column in USA Today last week. Donald Trump did not mention Pride Month last month. One of the reasons Donald Trump didn't do that, I believe, is because the gay movement has jumped the shark. It is a political movement now. It is a leftist movement. So this person was angry because even though this person is left of center, it wasn't about getting Donald Trump's approval. It was about having Donald Trump submit to the agenda. And Steve, that's what it's become. It's you will let us go to the bathroom in the bathroom of our choice, regardless of who feels uncomfortable about it. This is not about equal. This is about submission and defeat. Appreciate your phone call. On the way, I want to talk about colleges. Are you worried about sending your kid off to college and you're a conservative? Your thoughts are welcome. My name is Rob Carson. You're listening to News Rock News Talk. I should say 820 WBAP. Stick around.
Here is your WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch. Still have an issue in East Dallas on 30 westbound. Report sponsored by Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning. 30 westbound at Ferguson Accident 2 left lanes. Traffic slow back into Mesquite to Highway 80. Tarrant County 20 eastbound at Collins. That wreck's in the clearing stages. Everything's off to the shoulder. 360 southbound at Mayfield. Accident in the two right lanes. And 30 eastbound, 360, roadwork in the left lane. At Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning, get an extra $10 off their lowest price on an AC precision tune-up when you book online today at serviceexpertsdallas.com. With the WBAP Right Now Traffic Watch, I'm Maria Miller.
Okay, Monday morning is a special day, and especially close to you, sir.
Yes, because we're at the Big 12 Media Days.
Yeah.
At the brand new star that Jerry built for us.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I meant the Frisco built. Anyway, wait, we'll be there.
What a, we get to talk TCU football.
Hey, remember, Mac Brown don't coach at Texas anymore.
Oh,
don't
that's
go looking
right.
for him again.
The Big 12. It's all about that Monday morning. Yeah. Glad to do it. Fun times with Brian and Hal. We'll see you at 5 o'clock Monday morning on WBAP.
My legs were awful.
I always felt uncomfortable and self-conscious.
I had never been real happy about the spider veins in my ankles and my legs.
I started noticing fatigue in my leg.
I was so self-conscious. Then I went to Vein Clinics of America.
It's time to love your legs again. Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I found the Vein Clinics of America, and look at my legs now.
You just feel like, you know what, I want to do so much today. It's such a big difference.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for summer. Call now to schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Call 800-460-2211. 800-460-2211. That's 800-460-2211.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-375-1175. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-375-1175. That's 800-375-1175. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-375-1175 today.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
For the latest breaking news, as well as weather,
follow us on Twitter at WBAP247News.
Follow us on Twitter at WBAP247News.
Rob Garson filling in today. Rick Roberts not feeling well. It is a blessing and a gift to be on this radio station. Thank you for joining me. So, just real quick, my name is Rob Carson. I'm a radio host. I also do live video podcasting. If you want to go to Facebook, you're on Facebook. Check out this website. It's called Deplorables Radio. Deplorables Radio. You'll be able to see me doing a live podcast. I do it every night at 6 o'clock Central. You can see my groovy studio and hang out with me and instant message me and the whole deal. It's a lot of fun. I'm a nationally syndicated comedy writer. If you ever listen to the guy named Rush Limbaugh, kind of a big deal in talk radio. I started writing for Rush when I was a kid. I was in my 20s in the early 90s, and I started writing for Limbaugh. If you want to go to, I'm going to give you a bunch of stuff. SoundCloud.com, just look for Rob Carson Show. There's a bunch of my stuff for Rush up there. So I've written for Rush for a number of years. I just think that, you know, we can talk politics. Can we just laugh, too? You know, can we just have a little bit of fun? But if you want to see the live podcast video, Facebook at Deplorables Radio. Deplorables Radio. I also have a line of politically incorrect swag. Really cool stuff. I got a new one. Oh, my gosh. I got a couple new designs. One of them is the Hunt for Red November. It looks like the iconic Hunt for Red October logo, but it has Vladimir Putin there. And it says, Hillary, you idiot, you've killed us all. It's something like that. It's really, really cool. And then there's Jan Brady saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. Just go to teepublic.com, teepublic.com. Look for conservatives, teepublic.com. look for conservatives. And then I've got the veganism is an eating disorder t-shirt up there. My son tried veganism, and he is not a vegan. I mean, I don't know what's better to hear. Well, what's worse to hear from your child? I'm gay or I'm a vegan? I would take gay any day. Wait, you're just gay? That's all? You're not a vegan? Oh, my God, I'm so proud of you. I will be the best man at your gay wedding. Thank God you're not a vegan. One and a half months of my son being a vegan. Dear God in heaven. Real quick, American Eagle Outfitters is selling a denim hijab. American Eagle Outfitters, you've been to the mall lately? It's the clothes that it looks like, literally, it looks like they just picked it up off the floor in your child's bedroom that's been laying there for weeks, and they hang it on a hanger, and they charge $100 for it. Well, they've got a denim hijab now at American Eagle Outfitters. So you can look fashionable when you're being subjugated and marginalized. I think it's kind of cool. And might also say that you'll look quite snappy during your honor killing. Yes, you will. A denim hijab. So American parents are turning away from, possibly, I would say, conservative parents saying, you know what, I don't want to send my kid off to college. I'd like to know your thoughts real quick. 800-288-WBAP. An admission letter from Harvard University was once considered cause for celebration, but in conservative households, that may be changing. David Whalen, provost of Hillsdale College, a school with conservative reputation, said he has noticed an uptick in the number of parents who send their children to Hillsdale to avoid colleges where conservative thought is met with ridicule, suppression, and violence. I'm trying to decide where my son goes to school. I'd like to know your thoughts. Have you had to consider this? 800-288-9227. Are you concerned about sending your kid off to school with all of the crap that's going on in the country? Liberty University, clear the hell on the other side of the country from where I live. It's one of the universities I'd like my son to go to. Hillsdale? Hills, yes. I would. Because if you haven't had the conversation with your kid about indoctrination, you might have a different kid returning home after the first semester. But a lot of parents are saying, you know what? I'm not going to, we've got to have a talk. 58% of Republicans say that there is a negative effect sending your kid to college. 38%. These are Republicans saying there's a positive. Now, lib parents, the Democrats, are the opposite, because they're getting fed what mom and dad like, right? That's happening. They are being fed what mom and dad like. But I got to tell you, of all the things that happened in the country, I lived in Missouri for a decade, and the University of Missouri, they had all this BS faux race, movement a couple years ago. Their enrollment's down 35%. And I say amen. Because universities are a madhouse right now. You look at Berkeley with Milo Yiannopoulos and the riots there just because he wanted to speak. And by the way, Berkeley has never been, and this is insulting, they always say, Berkeley is the, like, totally, hold on. Berkeley is, like, the totally birthplace of free speech. No, Berkeley is not the birthplace of free speech. Philadelphia is. All right? The Declaration of Independence, that was the birthplace. The First Amendment, birthplace. Not Berkeley. Berkeley has always been the birthplace of liberal free speech. It's a freaking joke to say otherwise. It's a joke to say otherwise. I've been very passionate about this thing. Evergreen University, they had a, for the last few years, it's funny because the most non-racist place in the country are university campuses. But for some young punk-ass millennials who have never experienced a crisis in their lives, they need to create a crisis. And so they have said they're dragging us back to 1968. If you think that racism is growing on campus, you are high, all right? It's not happening. It's a load. It's a load. It's a lie. But the school, Evergreen State University, the students for the last few years have asked students who are of color to leave the campus and faculty to make an impact. So what they decided to do this year was say white people have to leave. Now, which is really stupid because it shows the impact of white people on university. Because I got to tell you, on a lot of universities, the white people go, not a lot of things are going to get happened. Things are going to be impacted. And I get it with the black people leaving. Sure. But they decided to do this. One professor said, no, I'm not going to do that. It's racist. He's a liberal. He has been threatened. He has been destroyed. Here's a kid. Earlier this week, they decided to get together and address this entire issue. And this kid's basically said, because she had a different thought on this campus, that she was destroyed because of it. And I see we cannot get to that right now because we are up against the clock. All right. I'll share a little bit of this in a few. Then we're going to move into the next hour. We're going to talk about gun control, anti-NRA marches in Washington in response to a PSA by Dana Lash, who's going to join us at 3:35. Dana Lash is going to join us at 3:35. All right, all of this coming up, 800-288-WBAP. I'm Rob Carson. Stick around.
The news cycle never stops.
Neither do we. Healthcare bill push continues.
This legislation will put American healthcare back on a path toward more freedom, more choices, and more affordability for working families.
Mitch McConnell leads 50 votes, and he only has 52 Republicans available, and there are already two that have said they can't support the bill.
Around the clock, 24/7 coverage. Here, News Talk 820. WBAP.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-632-5959.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-632-5959. This offer won't last. Call now. 1-800-632-5959. 1-800-632-5959.
Say, Bob, you're an accountant. Want to settle a bet for us?
Okay.
I think we should pay off our credit card with the highest rate.
And I think we should pay off our card with the highest balance.
So, who's right?
You both are. Look, you're my friends, so I'll give you some free advice. Get a no-fee low interest personal loan from EECU Credit Union. You can get a rate as low as 5.99% APR, pay off your credit cards, and save thousands of dollars. You can even get your money the same day. Just call EECU at 800-344-5550.
Why EECU?
Well, 5.99% APR is one of the best rates in the country, but I like EECU because they're a local lender with a friendly staff and a simple online application. Check it out at eecu.org/820 or call 800-344-5550.
So, Bob, if this is really free advice, you're picking up the tab, right?
Only if you call 800-344-5550 or go to eecu.org/820. This offer is available to anyone in the DFW Metroplex. Membership restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions apply. Call 800-344-5550 for details.
When I bought my minivan at Novak Motors, I was blown away by the process. I didn't think it could get any easier or faster. I was out of there in less than an hour. Not kidding you. It's Chris Kroc. Now, my friends at Novak Motors have made it even easier now and faster to get a great one-owner, low-mileage lease return. It's incredible. Just go to NovakMotors.com. I was just there moments ago. Find the vehicle you want. Click the green Buy Now button. Provide a few pieces of information like your trade-in and if you want to set up financing. They'll give you your trade-in value, quote payments, and terms all online through their website. That's it. It's truly the easiest way to get a car. They'll even deliver your car for free within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. So go to NovakMotors.com. That's N-O-V-A-K Motors.com. And check out all their inventory or call them at 855-507-0350. That's 855-507-0350. They're on 183 in Bedford. Just look for that big Novak Motors sign and tell them Chris Kroc sent you.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. And interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-